it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Kevin Coleman. He plays wide receiver at Mizzou. We asked him how satisfying it was to leave Auburn with the road win.
It was definitely electrifying. Everyone was excited. First road game together. It was a dog fight. We went on the road. We fought for, six quarters, we'd say. Four plus two overtimes. And we fought together and stuck together and came out victorious. So it was just great coming out with the victory.
Kevin, how was your preparation different? Because you mentioned it, and it came up in the broadcast. You guys played Lindenwood back in August to try to simulate a road game. But that was 2 months ago. How was your preparation different? How was your team's preparation different, knowing that you guys had to go on the road for the first time this season?
Of course, we prepped like it was a away game, so we had the noise and the background at practice. But the preparation was the same. That whole week, we just focused on the day of. We didn't worry about the Saturday, because Saturday is going to come eventually. But we just was present where our feet was and practiced hard each and every day, executed the details and worked on the small things. And we knew we would have to be disciplined, and it was going to be a fight going into that game.
Right now, we're talking to the Missouri wide receiver, Kevin Coleman, right now about the win last week and also looking ahead. Kevin, what did you learn about your team this weekend? You learn a lot when you go on the road in this environment. You got 80,000 people who want to see you lose, want to see you fail. What did you learn about your team?
That we're going to fight through adversity. We knew we faced some adversity at home, but going away, it's a difference. When their crowds way bigger than your crowd, their crowds louder than your crowd, when they got a home field advantage, it's a different type of atmosphere, different type of energy you have to come with, and a different type of details, preparation. So I just figured out that we're going to fight regardless. Whether it's away, home, we're going to stick together and fight.
How fired up did Zion Young, did he get your team the way he responded during the coin toss? Because it got fans fired up, just the aggressiveness from the defense and seeing the energy.
No, I definitely looked at the big screen and I seen him, but I heard him as well. And I'm like, that's Z. That's my locker partner. So I'm like, man, that's Z. Man, he's always bringing that type of energy to the team. That's him 24/7. So that definitely got us fired up and just ready to go. And we definitely had to have his back because we didn't want him looking stupid.
Right now, we're talking to Kevin Coleman here for a couple more minutes. Game day is coming to town. If you guys as the road team, is that something you guys as the team are talking about?
We talked about it when we seen it, Sunday, but that is what it is. We're blessed to be in this spot, blessed to be in this position. It's a great opportunity, but the biggest thing we care about is coming out victorious. So it's definitely a great opportunity and a dream come true for us, for everyone, but we're just ready to play the game.
I imagine these are the kind of games that you came to Missouri to play in, on the road against a top 10 team. Vanderbilt got a big win last week. You guys got a big win last week. This is just kind of what life is like in the SEC.
Definitely wanted to come to Mizzou to win, but that SEC, it just hit different. Definitely was hoping Vandy won that last game. We both won that last game because I had a feeling that we both won that last game, that college game they would be in Vandy. So being in Nashville. So, it's definitely something we wanted.
Kevin, whenever you get your steak cooked, how do you get it prepared?
Medium well. I used to be a well-done type of guy, but I grew up, so I just go medium well.
Who got you to change your stance on this?
Back my freshman year in college, me and my boy Shador, we used to go to different restaurants to eat steak a lot. So, he put me on.
What is it like to see him in the NFL now?
It's crazy. I knew it was going to happen because the type of guy he is, he's a hardworking guy and very talented. So I just can't wait to see what I know. I can't wait to see him show the world what I know he can do.
You also got a chance to play with Travis Hunter. I've just I've never seen anybody with the ability where I think Travis could be an all-pro corner in the league. I also think he could be an all-pro wide receiver in the league. You play with him. You practice with him. What is it like to see him go on to win the Heisman Trophy and go on to be drafted high in the NFL draft?
Everything he got in life and more that's coming, he's deserving it, and he deserves it. That guy's different, man. He's a humble guy, great guy, and very talented, man. The things you said, I know he's going to do. I don't think it. He's going to get all pro on both sides of the ball. Just the type of guy he is. He's just crazy. He's driven from the hate he knows he's receiving, but he's just driven regardless.
Somebody on your team thinks that they're really good at NBA 2K and they're actually not very good at it. Who is that teammate?
Marquise Johnson.
Whenever you play 2K, what team are you running with?
It really don't matter. Probably the Celtics, though, just because JT's St. Louis there.
And that is Kevin Coleman joining us on the show today. Missouri has a big game this weekend coming up against Vanderbilt. Kevin, man, good luck, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Absolutely. That is Kevin Coleman joining us on the show. Missouri plays Vanderbilt coming up on Saturday.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.